too. One is loving, but the other one is a lot.
Unloving.
Okay, but it's, you know, Jane is affectionate, Peggy.
To herself?
Yeah, okay, well. Both children are pretty loving, but say Peggy expresses more affection. You'd say she's a more
more lovable.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your
nephew,
and a child that's lost both of his parents is called
an orphan.
So this has been put in an institution.
Orphan.
Have you ever heard orphan used to mean children who might have one parent?
No.
Suppose it's raised by its grandparents. Is it still orphan? Parents are dead.
Yes.
A person to look at, appointed by the court to look after an orphan is its
guardian.
What about somebody who hasn't actually been officially appointed to take care of the child, just does it? Mm-hmm. Maybe takes a friend's child and raises it. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Foster parents.
Have you ever heard of the term godparent used to be?
No.
If you had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces and aunts and uncles all living around in the same area, you'd say, this town is full of that.
Relatives.
Would you use the same word for your parents or grandparents?
Yes.
Okay, how about just the people that live in the same place that you do?
Family.
Okay. I suppose if somebody that has the same last name that you do and looks a little bit like you, but you might say that person is not, I'm not really
related.
Okay. Would you say I'm actually
related?
Okay, the opposite of
that.
You're not related, you say no.
Unrelated.
Would you say no something?
No relative.
Okay, we're saying no kin, no?
Oh, yes. No kin.
Okay. What would you call a stranger who comes into town and you've never seen him before?
I'm a stranger.
Okay. All right, would it make any difference how far he came from?
No.
How about he's from another country?
Foreigner.
Suppose he came back from the north.
Northerner.
Would you call him a man?
No.
Is that term used much of?
No, I've not heard much.
What's a common name for a girl beginning with an M?
Mary.
Okay. George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Alright. The name of the girl, in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines. Right, it's a nickname for Penelope.
Penny.
Right, I know we're using the next song. Not Nell, but it's just a little girl you might call her.
Nell?
Okay, or if she's little to make it.
Nellie.
Okay. All right, a common name for...